Text numéro 20. Biden administration relaxes rules for student debt forgiveness. The Biden administration is moving forward with an overhaul of several student debt forgiveness programs, aiming to make it easier for borrowers to get relief if they are duped by their colleges or if they put in a decade of work as public servants. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona called it a monumental step that will make it faster and simpler to get debt relief. The Biden administration is fixing a broken system and putting borrowers first, Cardona told reporters. Chief among the changes is a revamp of a program which offers debt forgiveness to students whose colleges make false advertising claims or otherwise commit fraud. The new policy clarifies that the Education Department can review claims from individual borrowers, or it can grant forgiveness to huge swathes of students from the same college, if it has been found to have committed fraud. The new rule cements the department's ability to erase debt for thousands of borrowers in a single action. In a major shift, the federal government will also be able to force colleges to cover the cost when their students are granted loan cancellation because of fraud. Those costs have typically been passed to taxpayers, prompting complaints from conservative critics. The overhaul also brings big changes to the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program, which was created by Congress as an incentive for government and non-profit workers, but has failed to deliver its promise because of notoriously complex rules. Under the existing rules, teachers, nurses, and other public workers can get the rest of their federal student debt erased after making 120 monthly payments. All payments must be made in full and within 15 days of their due date. The new rule erases the 15-day rule, allowing payments to count even if they are made late or in multiple instalments. It also allows borrowers to make up to a year of payments in advance in a single sum, rather than making monthly payments. That program cancels federal student debt for people who are permanently disabled and unable to generate significant income. Loosening the rules around existing debt forgiveness programs has been a priority for the Biden administration, which has already granted $38 billion in debt cancellation for defrauded students, public students, and others. That doesn't include Biden's broad cancellation plan, which is estimated to cost about $400 billion. Yet, a federal appeals court has temporarily blocked Biden's plan, creating uncertainty for millions of borrowers who were told they would get up to $20,000 cancelled. The Education Department has said it's still processing applications, even while it's barred from erasing the debt. Cardona on Monday said his agency is moving full steam ahead with the plan. Adapted from the Washington Post, October 2022.